I pray that you're going to fill him with the spirit of revelation and spirit of wisdom. So that he can explain your word clearly to your children. Open our eyes that we can see. Open our ear that we can hear. And open our heart that we can put what we learn into practice. Indeed, we not only be a hearer of your word, we be a doer of your word. We don't want to deceive ourselves. We want to experience your very presence. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 6, I used the title of seeking God's will in our lives. Because every day is new. We don't know what happened in the future. But when we walk in the will of the Lord, we know that our work will last until eternity. If we walk in our own way, our work will not glorify God, that will be in vain. So before I turn to Acts chapter 16, I want to go back Acts chapter 15. It is the desire of Paul to go back to the harvest field. To strengthen the brother and sister, as it is recorded in verse 36. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the town where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing."
36節, 我们可以回到从前宣传主道的角色，看望弟兄们境况如何。
And I believe, I strongly believe,
我深信,
that plan
这个计划,
is moved by the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵所带领他的。
And then verse 37.
37节,
Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. And I believe that plan is by the flesh. Barnabas wanted to take John, Mark, is the one who write the Gospel of Mark, with them. But Mark is not strong enough spiritually to go to the second term of the missionary. The first one he dropped out already. But by the flesh of Barnabas, and Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. And at first, I don't want to discuss that because after I preach in the south side, and there's a sister saying to me, and saying that it is the desire of the Lord for Barnabas to take John Mark, and later on Paul repent and strengthen Mark. I say this is not what I understand. I explain to you. You can hear and then meditate and ask the Lord to see whether that's right or wrong.
南面呢, 我講完之後呢, 有個姐妹就問我, 姊妹再嚟同我講，佢話巴拿巴咧按住神嘅旨意咧，希望帶同馬可一齊去，但係咧保羅就唔同意，咁咧就保羅咧就應該要悔改啦。咁所以咧我就同你哋大家解釋，咁等你哋自己嚟到去思想一下。
And verse 38。
38節。
Right after 37, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them, but Paul did not think it wise. They circled the word wise. There's no such word in the Chinese.
37節咧，佢話巴拿巴就希望帶馬可一齊去，但係38節咧，就呢度講到馬可就英文咧就講到不明智，即係保羅咧覺得呢個唔係一個明智嘅句。
Paul did not think it wise to take Barnabas because he has deserted them in Bethania and has not continued with them in the work.
保罗咧觉得呢个带埋呢个马可一齐去咧唔系明智之举，因为咧呢个马可从前喺庞菲利亚咧曾经离开过佢哋。
To go to short-term mission like that?You face a lot of dangerous situation. Spiritually, if you're not strong enough, you're going to fall. Paul knows that. Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul did not think it wise to take Barnabas. Why? I want you to write down Acts 14:22. And Paul strengthened the churches by saying, we must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. You have to understand why Paul is saying what he's saying. If you don't understand, you just follow him, and you face persecution, you will not be able to rise up. I want you to write down Matthew chapter 13, the second, you remember the second kind of heart? The first kind of heart is you harden your heart, right? You sow the seed by the pathway, right? And the second heart is what? You are very happy to receive the gospel. Right after you receive the gospel, you face persecution, and then you fall. When you fall, you're going to die.
記唔記得馬太福音佢講咩啊？馬太福音咧，佢有四種嘅心田。第一種嘅心田咧，佢
就撒喺路旁啊嘛，
撒喺路旁嗰度。
心硬啊嘛。
第二種嘅心田咧，就係你當你遇到患難嘅時候、逼迫嘅時候咧，你就跌倒啦。
The heart is very shallow, okay? The top soil is very shallow. And you believe in Jesus, thought, wow, you're going to get blessing. Right, you face persecution, and then you drop out.
當你面對艱難嘅時候，因為你個土咧好淺都冇根，所以你一遇到艱難嘅時候咧，你就跌倒啦。
But when Paul saying that in Acts chapter 14, verse 22,
使徒行傳十四章二十二節，
it's very deep.
係呢個係好深嘅一個。
And you have to understand that first.
你要明白。
Okay? If you don't understand, you follow, you're going to fall.
如果你唔明白而你跟住保羅咧，你就會跌倒啦。
So that's why Paul did not think it wise to take John Mark along.
所以保羅覺得帶埋馬可去嘅時候咧，係不明智之舉。
And then verse 39.
39節。
And they have a sharp disagreement.
佢哋兩個人咧就有大爭論。
And that they part company.
甚至彼此分開。
You know, if it is the desire.If it's the desire for Barnabas to go with Paul, and the Holy Spirit will stop him here and say, hey, don't argue, just follow Paul, right? The Holy Spirit didn't say anything.
Okay?
Because regarding the circumcision, is that circumcision the criteria in order to be saved? This is not a criteria. Circumcision is not a criteria to be saved.Right? So the Holy Spirit will intervene in the conference. But in here, they don't intervene. Let them part. But you know what? Who is the loser? Barnabas is the loser. When Barnabas left Paul, later on in the rest of the New Testament, his name No longer mentioned.
所以咧，講到割禮，係你真係要受割禮先至能夠得救咧？呢個唔係主要嘅大嘅爭論，反而咧喺呢度，因為佢哋要帶領邊個而去而起咗呢個大爭論，所以咧佢哋因此而分開。後來咧喺新約嗰度，巴拿巴咧都冇再提佢啦。
Teamwork, the team is very, very important.
同工係非常之緊要。
Okay, if we have to follow the team leader.In the first short-term mission, we know that Paul is the team leader. Because I don't want to mention that because their sister saying that because, oh, I heard another pastor saying that, so that's why I want to explain a little bit more. And I want you to write down how come Balaba has a sharp disagreement with Paul. I want you to write down Galatians chapter 2. There are two persons that Paul rebuilt. They are leader. They departed from the truth.
他们在真理上离开了
and Paul would build them in front of everyone.
保罗呢就在众人面前来到去责备他
The first one is Peter.
第一个是彼得
The second one is Barnabas.
第二个就是巴拿巴
Because Barnabas followed Peter.
巴拿巴跟住
And both of them are wrong.
彼得两个人都是错的
Okay. And at what time? At what time did Paul rebuild them?The Bible didn't clearly state that.
聖經都冇特別明顯嘅講。
But when I look at the scripture,
當我睇下聖經嘅話
and I know,
我就知道
it is before and
係喺
1536 before that time.
使徒行傳十五章三十六節之前嘅事發生。
You know why God used Peter?
你知唔知道神點解會用彼得咧？
When God used Paul to rebuild Peter, and Peter submit. And that's why later on he can write the book, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. When he has the opportunity to write the book, 1 Peter and 2 Peter, he honor his co-worker, Paul. He say, co-worker is a wise man.
当保罗来到去责备彼得的时候呢彼得能够受教所以呢彼得就之后写了彼得前后书甚至呢在他的书信里面呢他要讲到同工保罗是一个聪明的人
And I show you the proof, okay? I want you to write it down.
给你明证你们看看你们写下
2 Peter Chapter 3And I want you to recircle the word wisdom, verse 15.
十五节圈住咧有智慧。
Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul, also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.I want you to circle the word wisdom that God gave him. And you circle the word wisdom, and then I want you to write down Acts chapter 15, verse 37. Paul did not think it wise to take John Mark. That's the wisdom from who? That's the wisdom from God, from the Holy Spirit.
我们看呢彼得后书三章十五节那里会说就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧，你哋咧圈住智慧，就写住咧《使徒行传》十五章三十七节，就系咧讲到保罗咧唔认为带住马可去咧系明智之举一样。
Because God gave Paul the wisdom to write the Bible.
神咧俾保罗有呢个嘅智慧嚟到写圣经。
Give him wisdom to make decision.When Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
彼得被圣灵充满的时候
he wrote the 1 Peter, 2 Peter,
他写了彼得前后书
he has the opportunity to disagree with Paul when he chose not to. He knows that Paul is right. Now we go back. And I strongly believe Barnabas wanted to take John Mark in the second short-term mission is not wise. Why Barnabas want to take Mark? Because he's his cousin. Okay. It's according to the flesh, he did that. It's not based upon his spiritual life. Now, take a look at Acts chapter
16.
In 16, verse 3,
第三节,
Paul wanted to take Timothy along on the journey. If Paul wanted to take Timothy along on the second short-term mission, if it is not the desire of the Holy Spirit, if it's not for his own good, then Timothy will say no. Timothy didn't say no. In verse 3, what did the Bible say? So Paul circumcised Timothy. Hey, Timothy is not an 8 days old baby. Timothy is at least 17, 18, maybe 20 years old. I'm going to ask young men in here. I'm going to ask Andy. Around the age of Andy. If Pastor John make a decision to circumcise you, to take a short-term mission, are you going to be willing to be circumcised by Pastor John Lam?
Pastor John wants to take Andy.
He's shaking his head, he says no. Or you don't want to go to short-term mission, or you don't want to be circumcised? You don't want to be circumcised. Okay? Come on, give me a break. Timothy is a young man, he can make a decision, he can say yes or he can say no, right? Go back to Acts chapter 15. Salvation is by grace through faith. You don't need to be circumcised in order to be saved. So why Paul circumcised Timothy? Because Paul wanted to take this Timothy along to the second short-term mission to go among the Jewish synagogue and Jewish churches. Do Jewish people feel upset? You bring a Gentile boy to come into our midst, they don't like it, right? For the sake of easy to preach the gospel, he circumcised this young man. So what's the logic behind? I want you to write it down, right beside Acts chapter 16. Verse 3, he circumcised Timothy. Right beside circumcised here, you write down 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 20. Verse 20. Paul said, to the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews.
向猶太人，我就作猶太人，為要得猶太人。
To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself not under the law.
向律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是作律法以下的人。
Those under the law, they always circumcise their child at day 8.
那些跟住律法以下的人呢，他们通常都是在第八日就为他们的孩子们来行割礼。
And the reason why Paul circumcised Timothy so as to win those under the law, so as to win those who are circumcised.
保罗要同提摩太来到行割礼，就是要迎娶这些的犹太人，他们在律法以下来行事的人。
Take a look at Acts chapter 16 verse 3. Paul wanted to take Timothy along on the journey, so he circumcised Timothy because of the Jews who live in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek.
保罗呢希望带提摩太一起去为他行了割礼，因为呢就是要给这些附近的人看到，因为这个的提摩太的父亲不是犹太人。
我是读第三节的，你可能你不用紧张，你看第三节就好，我不会讲其他东西的。 OK, verse 4,
第四节。
And they traveled from town to town.
他们经过各城。
And they delivered the decision reached by the apostle and elder in Jerusalem, that is recorded in Acts chapter 15, for the people to obey.
把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的规条交给门徒遵守。
In verse 5,
第五节,
so the churches around that area were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in number.
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
You know why in verse 5 it's stated like that?
你知不知第五节为什么这样说呢?
Because you write down 15:1.
你写低15章第一节。
Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were preaching the brother, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. That stopped a lot of Gentile believers to believe, because if I believe I need to be circumcised, even Andy say, not me.
有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。因为这样讲咧，就所以令到好多嘅外邦人咧，佢哋都唔敢信，因为信咗咧就要行呢个割礼。
This custom preached by some men hindered the growth of the church.
呢啲人嘅规条咧，就阻挡咗咧好多人嚟到信耶稣，同埋咧令到教会增长。
When Paul and Silas delivered the decision reached in Acts chapter 15, and now they are very happy.
当保罗和西拉来到去再传递这个信息的时候，教会的人他们就很开心。
In other words, you have to count on the fact that if these some people go to Antioch, he will go to all other places to preach the same thing. You understand?
你就知道如果这些人能够去到安提柯这样讲，他们去到第二个地方，他们同一样会讲同一样的信息。
Now, the first thing is to seek the will of the Lord in selection of your co-worker.
第一个条件呢，就是要拣选你
的。第一件事。
第一件事。
是 selection of co-worker.
拣选你的同工。
Not to select John Mark.
不拣马可约翰。
But to select Timothy.
就去拣提摩太。
And I see that there are 3 to 4 hurdles that Paul has to go through.
保罗咧有三四个嘅难阻咧，佢要去胜过嘅。
The first hurdle.
第一个难阻。
He wants to circumcise Timothy.
佢要去。
With the permission of Timothy, am I right?
就要嚟到去为提摩太行割礼。
Second hurdle.
第二个。
Paul has to go through the hurdle of Timothy's mother, although Timothy's mother is a Christian. His mother, not every Christian mother want his son to be a preacher and follow Paul. You understand what I'm trying to say? I may want my son to be a doctor, right? I may want my son to be an accountant. I don't want my son to be a preacher, right? You have to go through the permission of the Christian mother, okay?
第二個難阻呢,就是要經過提摩太他自己的母親,雖然他母親是一個基督徒,但很多時候我們做母親的,都不想我們的兒子做傳道人,我們都希望我們的兒子做醫生,做律師。The
biggest hurdle is Timothy's father. He's a Greek as a non-believer.
最大的難阻當然就是提摩太他自己的父親,因為他是一個外邦人。
That's from human point of view.
这个是我们从人的眼睛看的。
From a godly point of view,
从神的角度看,
God can stop that too, right?
神都会可以拦阻的,
and God did not stop it.
神都没拦阻的,
no sharp disagreement.
没大的争论,
he just go along.
他只是让他的儿子,
and later on, I see that.
迟些呢,我看到,
and Timothy was chosen by God.
提摩太呢,是特别被神所拣选的,
to be a pastor.
是成为一个的传道人,
in the church of Ephesus.
在以弗所成为一个的传道人。
So if John Mark go along, Paul would not take Timothy.
如果这个马可约翰一起,
and I believe it's God's will.
保罗呢,就或者没有拣提摩太了,所以呢,我相信这个是神的旨意。
No question about it.
没问题。
In Philemon, in Philippi, in the church of Philippians, okay, in Colossians, and no question about that, in these three books, Paul talked about John Mark to raise him up. You know why? By the time Paul write the book of Colossians, write the book of Philemon, write the book of Philippians, John Mark repent already. He wrote the book of the Gospel of John Mark, right? So, when Paul see that, you repent, I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to say, you're my co-worker. You understand? If you're not willing to suffer, you cannot go to this dangerous zone. You're going to get killed, okay? Barnabas is not as wise as Paul, okay? You have to That thing you have to sing into your mind, otherwise you don't know who is the leader. Okay? As far as wealth is concerned, Balafa is a wealthy man. In the church, a lot of people thinking that he's an elder, he's an apostle, he's a good man. You just take a look at 14:14, because the Bible says Balafa is an apostle. Okay?
哥羅西書和腓利門書的時候,馬可約翰已經悔改了,當馬可約翰悔改了的時候,神就提升他,所以這個馬可約翰就寫了馬可福音。
And I want you to take a look at the Colossians.
哥羅西書.
Colossians chapter 4.
哥羅西書第四章.
Paul mentioned about John Mark in verse 10. Chapter 4, verse 10.
第四章第十节,这里就讲到马可约翰.
My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sent you his greeting, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas.
与我一同坐监的阿里达古问你平安,巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你平安.
In other words, how can John Mark send greeting to the churches of Colossians?
这里看到马可他怎样能够来到差派这些问安呢?
Because John Mark go to the prison, visit the poor. He's not afraid of suffering anymore. You understand? You don't go to prison. You go to prison, you tell the whole world that I agree with Paul. So that means, so because Apostle Paul realized that John Mark has already turned around. He's willing to carry the cross. He's willing to follow Jesus. That's why Paul said that you have received instruction about John Mark. If he comes to you, welcome him. Welcome him, okay?
保罗已经知道马可已经可以背十字架，可以受呢啲艰苦噶啦，所以咧保罗喺呢度佢讲到话，说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。After
Barnabas depart from Paul because of John Mark, Barnabas' name was mentioned. It's only in here. Say, Mark is the cousin of Barnabas in Colossians 4:10.
当保罗同巴拿巴分开咗之后，巴拿巴嘅名字只系喺呢度记载咗，只系提到佢系马可嘅表弟，巴拿巴嘅表哥即系马可，巴拿巴嘅表弟就系马可，只系喺呢度提过一次嘅。
Another time mentioned his name is in Galatians chapter 2, that Paul rebuked him.
第二次呢，只系喺加拉太书第二章讲到，就系保罗嚟到去责备佢。When
Paul rebuked him, is right after the first Sotra mission before the start of the second Sotra mission.
保罗责备巴拿巴咧，就系完咗第一次嘅短宣，第二次嘅短宣开始嗰阵。
And chapter 2, Galatians chapter 2, verse 11.
2章11节,
when Peter came to Antioch,
当这个基法彼得来到安提阿的时候,
I opposed Peter to his face.
因他有可责之处,
because he was clearly in the wrong.
因为呢,我就要抵责备他,抵挡他了。
Before certain men came from James, James the one who wrote the book of James.
这个雅各呢,就是写雅各书的雅各。
Before certain men came from James, Peter used to eat with the Gentile.
当雅各来到哪里来的人未到之前呢,这个彼得,他以前是和外邦人一同吃饭。
But when they arrived, Peter began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentile because he was afraid of those who belongs to the circumcision group.
及至他们来到这个彼得，因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开。
Verse 13.
13节,
the other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy.
其余的犹太人也都装，随着他装假。
So that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray.
甚至连巴拿巴，他也随火装假。
So in other words, Paul rebuked Peter, rebuked Barnabas. You're wrong. You shouldn't do that.
所以保罗呢，在这里就责备巴拿巴，也都责备保罗，你们不应该这么做。
Because by doing so, your letter, send it to the various churches, are in vain. Because by your action, wow, you know what? You Gentile, I know you are Christian, I know you are saved, but you hasn't circumcised. And when James group hasn't come, I eat with you. When James come, I'm not going to eat with you. Hey, what does it mean? That means you need to be circumcised in order to be saved. You know what? This is wrong. You understand?
保罗为什么要责备他们呢？即是他的意思是说，之前呢，写封信他都是枉然的，是吧？你之前呢，就跟他们一起吃饭。当这个雅各一来到的时候，你就避开他，因为呢，你都没有受割礼，所以呢，跟他们所说的东西呢，就刚刚相反。
Because actions speak louder than words.
你的行为呢，比你所说的呢，更有效率。
Now go back.
回头。
So, as far as the selection of co-worker is concerned,
拣选同工的话,
I see that Paul did the right thing.
保罗呢，他就拣选了啱嘅同工。
And it is not Paul repent because he made a mistake in Acts chapter 15. Okay.
唔系保罗需要悔改，即系好似咧嗰个十五章嗰度讲。
No, that's all. 保罗悔改唔系因为佢做错咗喺使徒行传十五章 ，OK？ Paul repent is not because he make a mistake. Paul repent, Paul turn around because John Mark repent. This is in conformity with Jeremiah 18:7-10. You know what God say?I'm going to send calamity into this nation. I'm going to punish this man. But when this man fear God and turn around, oh, you turn around? God say, oh, I turn around. I won't send calamity. I won't send punishment into your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not God make a mistake. God didn't make a mistake. You understand? You have to understand this, okay?
保罗悔改，因为咧马可悔改咗，就好似耶利米书十八章十七节咁样讲，佢话论到边一邦一国说要拔出拆毁毁坏，我所说的那一邦若是转意离开他们嘅国，我就必后悔，不将我想要施行嘅灾祸降与他们。咁样讲到咧，唔系神佢搞错咗，而系神见到我哋后悔嘅时候咧，神就会改变佢嘅心意。
Take a look at Philemon. Philemon's the book right before Hebrew.
腓利门书喺希伯来书之前嘅。
Verse 24. And Paul said that John Mark is my fellow worker.
保罗讲到马可系我嘅同工。
Because by that time he turned around already.
因为在当时咧，马可已经悔改咗了。
Because the book Act has already been written and circulated to all over the places, and saying that John and Paul say that this fellow is no good. He's afraid because of the book of Act. The church is not going to use John Mark. You understand what I'm trying to say? He's gonna say he's my co-worker. He's a good man. Okay?
因為嗰陣時咧，《使徒行傳》已經寫曬出去啦，好多教會都睇到啦，已經話呢個馬可唔係一個好同工，所以咧就驚啲教會咧就唔重用馬可，所以咧呢度保羅就寫到馬可係我嘅同工。
If the church not listening to John Mark, very likely the gospel of Mark will not be circulated anymore, right?
如果咧啲教會冇聽呢個馬可嘅話咧，所以呢個馬可福音咧就唔會傳講啦。
But fortunately, and Paul mentioned that, okay? He's my co-worker, and he's a good man.
所以咧，保罗特别讲到，佢系一个好人，佢亦系我嘅同工。
And use him, okay? Yeah. Okay, now go back. So first thing, we see that we see God's will in our life, as far as selection of co-worker.Selecting Timothy is the right thing to do. And secondly, and verse 40, 15, at 15:40, Paul chose Silas. It's also the right thing to do too. You know, if Barnabas is coming with Paul,Silas will not be chosen.
巴拿巴同保罗一齐嚟嘅话咧，保罗就唔会拣西拉啦。
Who is Silas?
边个系西拉
？15:32.
15:32.
Silas were leader.
佢系一个领袖。
And who is Silas?
西拉系边个
？In the Act chapter 15.
十五章。
He's one of the leader in the church of Antioch.And verse 22. Okay. Silas was the leader. Silas is a prophet. I want you to understand. Leader and prophet. In Act, starting from 14 to 15 in the firstIn the first short-term mission, only Paul suffered persecution. Barnabas did not suffer. But in the Act chapter 16, Not only Paul suffered persecution, Silas suffered too. He was sent to prison. Because when Paul speak, and Silas speak too. You know what? When Paul speak, Barnabas may not speak. You understand? You don't speak. You don't speak out. You don't suffer. Take a look. When Peter retreat, Barnabas follow him, retreat. Because he's afraid of persecution. You understand? So, okay. So I think it's the right thing to do. And I know that Paul's selection is not by flesh. And with God approval. On top of that, Silas could have followed Judah in verse 32. Going back to Jerusalem. But he did. He chose to follow Paul. And he sees things that he never seen before. Now, go in verse 6. Second thing I'm going to talk about, Jesus Christ is the one who holds the key of David. And another thing I learned in verse 6 to verse 10, what have I learned? Even though when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you realize, sometimes the Holy Spirit will stop you from preaching the Word of God in certain places. And same thing, the Spirit of Jesus will not allow you to preach. And let me read that to you. Not every time when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you're gonna preach everything you like. No, sometimes the Holy Spirit say, don't preach. I want you to write that 6 to 8. 6
to 8.
Acts
16.
I want you to write that equal to 1:8.
写低一章八节.
Jesus said when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you have power to preach not only in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. But also, when you are so filled with the Holy Spirit may stop you to preach in certain places. You understand? Just like 1:8, you see that, wow, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can go anywhere and preach the gospel. No, you have to understand, Acts 16, verse 6 to 8, the Holy Spirit stopped you from preaching in Asia Minor, in Ephesus, in Galatia, right? So when you know only certain portion of the scripture, don't judge God, okay? Don't judge God, okay? And let me read that to you, verse 6 to 8. Paul and his companion traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they submit. Passed by Mysia and went down to Troas.
灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛里加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往比推尼去，圣灵的灵却不许，耶稣的灵却不许。他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
I want you to write it down.
写低。
Jesus Christ.
主耶稣。
The Lord of Harvest.庄稼的
主
Jesus Christ
主耶稣
The Lord of Harvest
庄稼的主
Hold the key of David
拿住大卫的钥匙
You write down
你写低
Revelation
启示录
Chapter 3 verse 7
三章七节
To the angels of the church in Philadelphia write These are the word of him who is holy and trueWho hold the key of David? What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shut, no one can open.
那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。
Do you know why Jesus Christ shut the door in Galatia, in Ephesus?
你知唔知道主耶稣点解喺加拉太女佛女家闩咗佢哋嘅门咧
？Because Jesus Christ know ahead of time。
主耶稣佢知道前面发生咩事。
You go to short-term mission。
你去短宣。
You need financial support。
你要有呢个财政嘅支持。
Church of Galatians has never supported Paul。
加拉太呢个冇，从来冇喺金钱上支持过保罗。
Same as Ephesians。
和这个
Holy Spirit know that ahead of time.
圣灵一早已经知了。
To go short-term mission.
去短宣。
Who is going with Paul? I write, you name them, okay? How many people eating, okay? Paul.
保罗。
Barnabas.
巴拿巴。
No. Paul.
保罗。
Timothy.
提摩太。
Silas.
西拉。
And Dr. Luke.
路加。
At least four people going along.
起
码
四个人一
起
去。
You stay in a hotel, you need money.
你住酒店都要钱啊。
You eat lunch, you eat breakfast, you need money.
一日几餐都要钱。
And God know that.
神知道。
So that's why God gonna set up their financial base.
神就要建立佢哋有呢个嘅经济嘅支柱。
So that they can proceed.
佢哋可以直接。
And keep on preaching the gospel.
就唔需要担心，就继续只系传福音。
And God know who has the money.
神知道边个有钱。
Lydia has money.
女仔啊。
Is it Lydia of the church?
女仔啊，我哋教会。
Of Apostolic Bible Church. Or Lydia of the church. Or Philippi.So we have Lydia in this church supporting Pastor John too.
女弟啊，我哋呢个教会都有支持我哋嘅牧师。
And
we have two Lydia.
The first thing, that Lydia is supporting too, okay? The first thing is a few year back.I still remember that one day. I don't know why I visited the Lydia and Ray restaurant, Japanese restaurant by the 149th Street, and then Ray handed me the check. At that time, I'm still a senior pastor of Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church. He said, "I want to give this." He asked me, "Should I offer this money, $5,000, to the general fund, or should I?" Give it to the mission fund. I say that, give it to mission fund. And Ray handed me the check, $5,000, to give it to the Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church. So after the visitation, I bring the check to the secretary and deposit it to the bank. I still remember that. That is, I don't know, maybe 10, 15? 10, 15 years, right?
我記得好多年前咧，我就唔知咩事去探到阿 Ray 同埋 Lydia 佢嘅餐館喺149街嗰個日本餐館。嗰陣時咧，阿 Ray 就俾咗一張支票我5000蚊，問我應該係入落常費啊，定入落去呢個嘅差傳費咧？ 咁牧師話我哋就將呢筆錢入落呢個差傳費，咁我就將呢個支票帶到我哋我當時仍然係嗰個主任牧師喺呢個宣道會西邊嘅宣道會，我就交俾我哋嘅秘書啦。
And ever since then, we are friends with Lydia and Ray.
從此之後咧，我哋就成為好好嘅朋友。
And I think God knows that too.
我相信神知道。
Nothing is by accident.
冇啲嘢咧係發生係偶然。
Everything has God plan.
每一樣都有神嘅計劃。
Okay, now take a look at verse 9.
第九節。
Because the Holy Spirit stopped, because the Spirit of Jesus Christ stopped them from preaching in Asia Minor in Turkey.
所以神嘅靈咧禁止咗佢哋喺亞細亞一帶，喺土耳其一帶嚟到傳講。
And what should we do?
我哋應該點做啊？
But go back.
去到。
In chapter 15 verse 36.
十五章
三十五節。It is Paul's intention to go back to the previous place and visit the brothers in all the town where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing.
保罗的心意呢，就希望回到从前宣传主道的角色，看望弟兄们境况如何。
But as far as in 16 verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in number. That means the job is done.
16章第五节，我们看到众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增，所以呢保罗的工作就已经完成了。
But Paul and his companion want to go extra mile.
保罗和他的同工呢想去到更远的地方。
He wants to preach the gospel throughout the entire Turkey area.
他希望呢带着同工呢去到整个土耳其的地方。
But the Spirit of Jesus and the Holy Spirit stopped them from doing so.
聖耶穌的靈呢就不許他們這樣做。
Because Jesus holds the key of David.
神是有這個大衛的約匙。
He shut the door to Turkey. He opened the door to Europe.
他閂了這個去土耳其的門，開了去這個歐洲的門。
Because Jesus Christ is the one who is in control. Where should his servant serve him?
耶穌的靈呢就控制究竟他的仆人要去到哪裡來傳道。
Paul wants to stay in Turkey.
保羅希望留在土耳其。
His Lord Jesus wants him to, by faith, to go to Europe. No one has been there. He's the first one to go to Europe.
他的神主耶穌呢希望他能夠去到歐洲，從來沒有人去過這個歐洲的地方。
That's why he prayed.
所以他就祈禱。
During the night, Paul has a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us.
在夜間有異象與保羅，有一個馬其頓人站著求他說，請你過到馬其頓來幫助我們。
And verse 10, after Paul has seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them.
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，认定神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Right beside the vision,
写低这个的异象。
During the night, Paul has a vision.
晚间保罗有这个的异象。
This is the second vision Paul has seen.
这个是保罗第二次见到异象。
The first time he saw a vision.
第一次他见到这个异象。
When he was blinded.
是他眼盲时。
He fast and pray.
他禁食祷告。
And then in his prayer, he see a vision.
在他祷告中当中他见到异象。
What did he see?
他见到什么？
He see a person called Ananias.
Will
come and lay hand on him and restore his sight.
见到佢呢个亚拿尼亚会按手喺佢头上，以致佢能够看见。
You write down 9:12.
九章十二节。
In 9:12.
九章十二节。
You write 16:9.
你写十六九。
The first time when he saw the vision.
第一次他见到异象。
He see everything is fulfilled.
他见到每一样嘢都成就咗。
He didn't know Ananias. But he saw Ananias.
And
God tell him this is his name called Ananias. He will lay hand on you. And you will restore your sight again. And now, when the team don't know what to do, we finished the task already. And we should go back. But he didn't. Paul prayed. When you want to go extra mile, God show you the vision, second vision. A man of Macedonia standing and begging him to come over to help him. When Paul shared that vision to his co-worker, they all go along. They concluded that God has called us to preach the gospel in Europe. Verse 11. From Troas. Troas is the place that Paul going to raise Eutychus from the dead. In Acts 20.
第呢個特羅亞咧，就係喺《使徒行傳》20章，保羅就會從呢個叫做油推鼓，叫佢從死裏復活嘅地方。
From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight to Samothrace, and the next day onto Neapolis.
從特羅亞開船，一直去到推磨特拉，第二日就去到尼亞波利。Verse 12.
From Neapolis, we travel to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city. The leading city may be interpreted as the first city of that district of Macedonia, and we stay there for several days. And on, you know why he's going to stay there for several days? Stay there several days, they're going to eat in the restaurant. You say, oh, do you know, could you tell us where is the Jewish people worship on every Saturday? And they're going to say, no, they we don't have synagogue in here because that's not enough Jewish people. But we know the Jewish people, they gather together outside the city gate by the river, and there's a tiny place. You go there, you will meet the Jews. And so that's why they stay there for several days. They search for the right place to share the gospel. Okay?
Verse 13.
On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river. Where we expected to find a place of prayer. And then we sat down and began to speak to the women. And who has gathered there? In the vision, Paul see a man of Macedonia. But in reality, now they see women gathering in a prayer meeting. No man. I want to stop here, okay? We have to ask ourselves, if we are men, are we the leader in our own family? I don't see men praying. I see women praying. I want you to stop and think. In chapter 10, Cornelia prayed earnestly.
constantly. Every day on at 3 o'clock. And he's the leader of his own household. And one day, the angel appeared to him. Tell him to look for Peter. When you pray, God hear your prayer. And send angel to appear to Cornelius. And tell Cornelius to look for Peter. And when Peter come, he and his entire household will be saved. Now, take a look. Those women outside the city gate by the river, they don't have rabbi. They have no teacher. Because there's not enough Jewish people to support a rabbi, right? And yet they pray. And yet God sent his powerful servant, Paul, to go there. Can you see? God intervened. Stop them from preaching in Ephesus, stop them from preaching in Galatia, stop them from preaching in Turkey, and want them to preach in Europe and meet that lady. Verse 14. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia. She's a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira. Thyatira is in the Turkey, okay? Thyatira is one of the seven churches in Asia Minor, recorded in Revelation chapter 2. That's in Asia Minor, in Turkey. And Lydia was a worshipper of God. And she listened to Paul preaching. And the Bible says the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. Everybody in here, they listen. They may not understand. Unless you ask God, open my heart that I can understand. I tell you one thing. You can hear all kind of message. If the Lord do not open your heart to understand, your life will not be changed. I tell you. I want you to write that. Right beside, the Lord opened the heart, okay? You write that. Luke 24:45. If the Lord do not open the heart and the mind of the apostle, they won't understand the scripture, okay? You can hear all you like. You think you hear, you understand. You will not understand. Unless the Lord open your heart, open your mind, and give you understanding, otherwise, your life will not be changed. The Lord opened their mind so they could understand the scripture. And in here, Luke write Luke 24:45. Luke also write 16:16. If a preacher can write things like that, that means he knows the importance of it.
如果一個嘅傳道人佢可以寫得出呢啲經文嘅時候，即係佢就知道咧係好緊要噶啦。
Brother and sister, every time when you come to the church, I want you to turn to Luke 24:45 or Acts 16:14. You say, Lord, how you bless the apostle in those days, 12 apostles, and how you bless Lydia in those days, Acts 16:14. Lord, could you bless me the same way, open my heart so that I can understand Pastor John's message, so that my life be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你哋每一次嚟到咧，就要纪念《使徒行传》16:14同埋《路加福音》24:45。神你当时点样开咗吕底亚嘅心，同埋咧开咗门徒嘅心嘅时候咧，我哋求神同样开我哋嘅心，以致我哋能够听到神。
I want you to remember 2 Corinthians 4:4. It is Jesus who opened their mind. It is Jesus who opened their heart. It is Satan who gonna blinded your mind, who gonna blinded your heart. You have to know that at the same time.
哥林多后书4:14，系主耶稣开佢哋嘅心，开佢哋嘅眼。同样咧，亦都系撒旦魔鬼，佢要笼吓咗我哋嘅心，笼吓咗我哋嘅眼。
God is working, Jesus is working, Satan is also working.
神喺度工作，主耶稣喺度工作，撒旦亦都喺度工作。
You need to pray when you come to the church earlier and pray, Lord, open my mind, open my heart, so that I can understand what I'm hearing, and then I want my life to be changed.
所以你哋要早啲翻到嚟教会祈祷，好好预备你嘅心，你要向神讲，神啊，开我嘅心，开佢嘅眼。
Lydia is a dealer in purple clothes. She makes a lot of money, but money making won't bring her to go to heaven. But her investment, not only in her own company, her investment in Paul short-term mission, that has everlasting fruit. And that is written in the scripture.
呢、这個女底亞咧，佢係賣紫色布匹嘅婦人，佢係一個有錢嘅婦人。但係咧，有錢唔能夠咧帶佢能夠信耶穌，只係佢有錢幫助到佢嘅工作，幫助到神嘅仆人嗰個嘅事工嘅時候咧，可以帶佢去到永恆裏面。
And I believe this lady, Lydia.
我相信呢個女底亞。
Ever since she come to know Jesus Christ and baptized,
佢自從信咗主而受洗咗之後
，and I believe she invest in Paul ministry。
我相信佢投資咗喺保羅個行程裏面。
I want you to write it down。
你寫低。
I read that to you。
寫低我讀俾你聽。
Philippians 4:14-20。
腓立比書4:14。
14-20。
14-20。
Yet it was.Good of you to share in my trouble. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in When Paul preached the gospel in Philippians is Acts 16. When Paul preached the gospel to Thessalonica is Acts 17. Even though when I was in Thessalonica, you sent money, you sent aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, even more. I am amply supplied.Now that I have received from your pastor, Epaphras, the gift you sent, they are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God, and my God will meet all your need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory and forever and evermore.You know what? You know why he give glory to God? Because it is God stopping him to preach in Ephesus, to Galatians, and go to Europe. And that lady keep on supporting
his ministry. Not only while he was in Philippi. He moved on chapter 16 to chapter 17 to Thessalonica, keep on sending money again and again. And in Acts chapter 18, when Paul go to Corinth, the money keep coming. I want you to read that. Brother and sister, let me tell you one thing. You may not know your investment in this church will last for how long. You may not know, but God knows. And I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 9. Take a look at what Paul says. When I was with you in Corinth and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone, for brothers who came from Macedonia, that is Philippians, okay, supply what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way and will continue to do so. 11 verse 8, Paul said, I robbed other churches, the church in Philippi. I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. So brother and sister, you know, when we see Jesus Christ going to say, this is the reward I'm going to give it to you because you have done certain things. Wow, we'll be so happy. You understand what I'm trying to say? Hey, we say, wow, when Paul is filled with the Holy Spirit, how can you stop him from sharing the gospel? You understand? God has a reason, because God holds the what? The key of David. He knows. You don't know you don't hold the future. He holds the future. He put you in this church. He put you to support. There's a reason for that. You understand?
I want you to write that Philippians 4:11-20 and 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 8 and 9. And write that right beside how Lydia come to know Jesus. There's a reason why the Lord Jesus opened her heart. You know what? The Lord Jesus not open her heart, open her wallet, open her house. You understand?
This is 銀包嚟到去支持保羅，
仲開佢個 house 啊！
The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message, and when she and a member of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay in my house. And she persuaded us.
主就开导咗佢心，叫佢留心听保罗所讲嘅话。佢同佢一家就既领了洗，便求我们说：你们若以为我是真信主的，你们若以为我是忠心事主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我。
You know who is a bread earner in that place？
你知道佢哋屋企系边个养家
？Not her husband. Lydia is a bread earner.
好似系呢个女仔啊，养家。
She's a dealer.
And
dealing with expensive clothes, purpose clothes for king, for noble. Make a lot of money. When she say, come to my house, her husband didn't say no. And besides, she went to the prayer meeting. Spiritually, she's a leader. Financially, she's a leader.
灵里面佢又系做领导，金钱上佢又系做领导嘅。
那 Moses understands she. So who is the leader in the household?
Miriam.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Do you understand? Man, wake up, man.
Okay.
Smell the coffee.
Smell the coffee already? Let's go. Another thing I learned in this passage. Lydia is a true believer.
Lydia is a true believer.
The pastor, Pastor Paul, Pastor Luke, Pastor Silas didn't say, now that you come to know Christ and you know that, you know, we have to rent a hotel, you know, it's expensive, you know, you have a big house. No, the pastor don't even say that. She persuaded them to stay. Do you understand? This is a true believer.This is, I truly understand that when the Lord opened your heart to understand the message,When you truly understand, you serve right away, immediately. You know why people don't serve God? They don't understand the message. The Lord has not opened her heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
好似呢啲嘅傳道人，保羅、提摩太、西拉佢哋，所以咧佢哋如果傳道嘅都要揾個酒店住，但佢哋唔需要呢個咧女仔啊，一信咗耶穌，一洗咗洗，受咗洗嘅時候。即刻強留呢啲傳道人喺佢屋企，佢立時起來就服侍主。
You know, just like in a prayer meeting, Wednesday, I mentioned that there's a lady need a home to stay. I mentioned it to Sister Ming. She said, you know, don't mention it second time. If you mention second time, I think that is the Lord's will. Then you know, I will fall. You know, hey, you know what?Some people think that when you open your heart, she will fall. But Lydia opened her heart, she's going to rise up. You understand what I'm trying to say? The difference is the Lord opened her heart so that she understands the message.
好似在星期三祈祷会，我讲到有一个嘅小女孩，她需要一个地方住处，所以咧我同到。
佢冇聽到神嘅仆人有需要啊！神仆人冇講到有需要啊！神仆人冇講到有需要，佢自己 offset。呢個人係 she's a business, she's very smart, okay? You understand? She's smart in doing business, she's also smart in spiritually.
A lot of people, they're smart in making money, but they're dumb in investment in God's kingdom. Sue is very smart, you understand?
Well, I know God is good, you know. Yeah, He's very good to Paul.
Okay?
When you are faithful in serving Him,
你忠心地服侍主,
when you finish what you plan to do,
你会为你成全你所要的嘢,
when you finish what you plan to do, and he didn't go back to Antioch, he keep on going to Europe. But in Europe, in the new territory, he met someone that God supported him. So that's why at the end, in Philippi, in Philippians chapter 4 verse 20, to God be the what? To God be the glory. When he received the money, not that he need the gift, okay? If Lydia don't give the gift, God can raise up another person to give the gift. Don't ever think you can stop God from doing things. No.
Okay?
But just that, just like the uncle of Esther saying, you don't do it, I raise you up to be queen, you don't do it, I'm going to raise up some other person to do the job. But you lost the blessing. Don't ever think you are the only one can do. God let you see that, let you do it because God wants to bless you. Can you see that? How much of a word that is recorded in the Bible? This is one of it. Okay? Not only recorded in Acts by Luke, recorded in Philippians by Paul, also recorded in 2 Corinthians 11 by Paul.
So this is not
when this lady entered the kingdom of God, she could enter the kingdom of God with rich blessing, rich welcome. If we don't study the Bible, we don't even know the impact that she has in various churches. Am I right? We ask God to open our mind, our heart, our house, our wallet. Most of the time, the preacher needs to persuade the people to do it, and yet the leader persuades the preacher to let him let her serve God. What is going on? One thing, once she comes to know Jesus, she baptized right away. And her entire family baptized too. And she served God right away. Immediately. How did she serve God? She served God with what she has. She has a big house. Four men to come to my house, no problem. I will ask the servant to provide food for them all. You understand? It's amazing, eh? And Andy, don't even know, when I share, your mommy say that once you earn the money, you put all the money in the table, he said, if you want, you can take them all. I heard that your mom take them all and give you only $200 pocket money, right? I share what you have done in the Southside Church. And Donald hear that. And Donald knock. I say, Donald, I want you to do it, whatever you have, follow Andy Patton, give that money to your daddy, because your daddy is a non-Christian. And you know what happened? Last 2 days ago, Friday, her mother sold me the check. I don't know how much he has, right? I thought he only have a few hundred dollars, right? I say, go to ATM, take the cash, and give it to your daddy. And at first she say, why I have to do it, you know? It's just like baby, eh? And I say, don't act like a baby, just give it, pass the lamb, say in the name of Jesus Christ, and they take the money out from ATM, and then he said to me, if you go to ATM, I have to take numerous times, because my limit is only $500, $500 a day. I didn't know how much he had. Friday, in the Bible study, in the South Side, her mother sold me the check, $9,700 or $9,400, because my eye is not so good, you know, because all I know is over $9,000 something. You understand? And write it to her, write it to his daddy name, and then sign the name. You don't even know. Your word, your deed can change people's life. And then I pray. I say, God, bless Andy. And bless Bobo. And then I ask, Michelle, did your husband give you a hard time? He said, not anymore. $9,000 in my water, you know? You understand? Do you understand? Not anymore. And then I say to Donald, after supper every night, you stop studying. You just have conversation with your daddy, half an hour, because you need the blood to go to your stomach to digest the food. Have a rest for 30 minutes, talk to your daddy. What happened in your school, and won't be very long, your daddy will come to know Christ. So I want to stop here, and then I can't finish Acts chapter 16, alright? Next time I talk about Acts 16, alright? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you be gracious to each and every one of us. Every time when we hear the gospel, hear the good news, hear your message, I pray, O Lord, that you open our mind, our heart, so that we not only understand the scripture, understand what the pastor has preached to us. And help us not just be the hearer of your word, and help us to be the doer of your word. When we follow your word and do it, we know for sure that we will experience blessing. And just like Paul, submit to your authority. Although he has a plan to do work in Turkey, but you stop that. You want him to proceed to Europe. He submit to your leadership. And yet, later on in his life, he say, to God be the glory. Lord, I pray that you continue to bless the Southside Church. We know that when we started the Southside Church, we faced a lot of opposition too. And we don't know why. And we don't know why you send your servant to go to New York is to learn the Mandarin. And now that we have opportunity to start a church in the West Side Church, West Side first, and then go to the South Side second. And Lord, I pray that you continue to bless us and help us to continue to preach the gospel, not to give up. And later on in life, when we grow to maturity, when we experience your blessing, we can say what Paul has said. To God be the glory forever and evermore. And I pray all these in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say,
Amen. Amen. Amen.